When you've got your own blog, whether it's for business or personal purposes, at some point, you're going to want to put some nice photos on the site. They say a picture's worth 1,000 words, but it's a little simpler than that. Just having pictures on your blog makes it more attractive, and making your blog attractive to visitors should be one of your goals. If your blog is for business and the site needs to drive sales, you'll want the pictures that you place on it to inspire the right feelings in your visitors. If the blog does not revolve around a business, you still want the pictures to be pleasing to the eye. It's common sense. But think about how you want your website visitors to feel. For example, maybe you have a blog and you're selling your own handmade iPhone cases. Of course, you want to display the cases and, you know, in various pictures and all the colors that you have to offer. But is that enough to get people excited? Consider also showing pictures of people using the cases. The people should look like they're happy to be using them and getting attention from others because they're using this particular case, that kind of thing. So it's contextual. Put the case in a scene instead of just showing the case. Show it in an environment. Your goal is to create the right kind of emotions in your website visitors. The great thing about putting pictures on your blog is that it's simple to add and remove them. You can experiment with different types of pictures and get feedback from other people before you decide what to keep on the blog permanently. And most likely, you'll be changing the pictures regularly anyway. Also, as you display pictures on your blog, be mindful of the increase or decrease in traffic, then adjust accordingly. You know, for example, if you put a picture up there and your traffic drops away, take that picture off and put other pictures up there. And conversely, if you put a picture up there and people seem to like it and they're clicking through on it, then put more of that kind of picture up there. It's common sense. It's all the web is. It's just, you know, finding something that works and doing more of that thing. Of course, your photos should also reflect the theme of your blog. For example, if you have created a blog about responsible pet ownership, you might not want puppy and kitten pictures on the site. It might conflict with the fact that you're, say, trying to convince people to spay or neuter their pets. And also make sure that your pictures inspire and flow well with the theme of your website. And you'll typically, if you do these kind of things, you'll typically find that your visitors will stay around longer. Now, one last technical tip here. When you're sizing images for your site, the resolution of the rule of thumb for resolution for most of the display or most of the computer monitors that your images will be seen on is 72 dpi. So if you have the ability to change the resolution of the images that are going up on your site, say with Photoshop, you want to scale them down to 72 dpi. Anything more than that is just a waste, and your blogging platform of choice will probably scale them down anyway, but the problem is they just scale them by shrinking the height and width. They don't actually make the file size smaller. So though people are just looking at a little tiny thumbnail on your website, it may have been rendered from a gigantic page-sized image. So that's it for this lesson. In the next lesson, you're going to learn how to take great event pictures. This is Frederick Van Johnson of Shut Up and Shoot.